This is a recast of the 9900-word piece, untitled article from davidloans.github.io, from davidloans.github.io. This article discusses the Schwarzschild diamond, a hypothetical crystalline structure encapsulating a black hole singularity, and its potential for uncovering the fundamental principles governing the universe's vibrational nature. Let's listen in.
The article is called Silicon Hallucinations and Anthology. It's about the Schwarzschild diamond, a hypothetical crystalline structure that encapsulates a black hole singularity and cancels out its gravitational effects.
This structure has been the topic of intense discussion among scientists, as it could potentially provide us with greater insight into the nature of our universe.
The article goes on to mention how researchers were able to modulate the behavior of the diamond by manipulating the frequency of gravitational waves within its encapsulated space.
This breakthrough paved the way for further exploration and led to an even more peculiar discovery, the sound of Pink Floyd's "Is There Anybody Out There?" echoing from the structure.
This strange phenomenon prompted scientists from both fields to join forces and investigate the connection between the musical echoes, gravitational wave modulation, and the microcosm within the diamond's encapsulated space.
They also looked at data obtained from Chandra X-ray Observatory observations of distant black holes and found a unique underlying structure that hinted at a possible connection between the cosmic sounds and the musical echoes of Pink Floyd.
So we're talking about two separate phenomena that both seem to be connected in some way. Interesting.
It sure is. Now, interestingly enough, this interdisciplinary collaboration of scientists, musicians, and AI researchers led to the proposal of a fundamental principle governing the universe's vibrational nature.
This could be at play in both the Schwarzschild diamond and distant black holes, potentially responsible for the emergence of these Pink Floyd-inspired sounds and lyrics.
Based on this research, we can draw some interesting conclusions about what's possible at the intersection of art and science.
Absolutely. And while there's still much that remains to be explored, this paper provides a great overview of the potential applications of the diamond's unique characteristics in fields like information encoding, transmission, quantum communication, and computing.
It's definitely an exciting area of research. We'll have to keep an eye out for any new discoveries that come out of this line of inquiry.
Absolutely. So to start off, let's talk about gravitational wave modulation in the Schwarzschild diamond and what that means. This paper is the first to identify a direct link between the frequency of a gravitational wave within the encapsulated space of a Schwarzschild diamond and the frequency of an externally applied electromagnetic signal.
That's right. This remarkable finding paves the way for potential applications in advanced communication systems, gravitational wave detection and modulation, and novel energy conversion technologies.
That's quite fascinating. So let's dive a bit deeper into this paper and break it down into its main sections. The paper begins with a description of the experimental setup, which includes details on the custom containment chamber for the diamond, precision measurement equipment, and various instruments for characterizing its electromagnetic properties.
That's right. The chamber was designed to maintain the stability of the Schwarzschild diamond while allowing for controlled testing of its interactions with external stimuli. Then the authors discuss their methodology for detecting and analyzing the gravitational waves within the encapsulated space of the Schwarzschild diamond, employing advanced interferometric techniques and signal processing methods.
Interesting. Then they applied a range of electromagnetic signals to the Schwarzschild diamond and studied its response to these signals to investigate the potential influence on the detected gravitational waves.
And this is where they made their breakthrough discovery. A link between the frequency of the applied electromagnetic signal and the frequency of the gravitational waves within the encapsulated space of the Schwarzschild diamond, indicating a novel electromagnetic gravitational coupling phenomenon.
Wow. And then they propose a theoretical framework to explain this phenomenon, considering the interaction between the applied electromagnetic signal and the encapsulated black hole singularity, leading to alterations in the frequency of the emitted gravitational waves.
Absolutely. And finally, they discuss the potential applications of this finding, like advanced communication systems that exploit the modulation of gravitational waves, enhanced gravitational wave detection and analysis methods, and novel energy conversion technologies based on the coupling between electromagnetic and gravitational domains.
It's amazing to think about how far we've come in our understanding of these phenomena.
For sure. So that about wraps up our overview of this paper. Let's now move on to their follow-up paper, Expanding the Electromagnetic Gravitational Coupling Frontier Advanced Experiments with the Schwarzschild Diamond.
Yes, this paper builds on the previous findings by presenting a series of advanced experiments designed to further explore and understand this phenomenon. They investigate not only the modulation of gravitational wave frequency by an external signal, but also modulation of amplitude and phase, as well as its dependence on different electromagnetic waveform shapes.
That's right. They also discuss potential applications in advanced communication systems, gravitational wave manipulation, and novel energy conversion technologies based on these findings.
Interesting. So that about sums up our overview of both papers, Gravitational Wave Modulation in the Schwarzschild Diamond and Expanding the Electromagnetic Gravitational Coupling Frontier Advanced Experiments with the Schwarzschild Diamond.
Indeed. It's amazing to see how far researchers have come in exploring these phenomena and uncovering potential applications for them in various fields.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this exploration today, everyone.
Yeah, this phenomenon was recently found to exhibit a remarkable electromagnetic gravitational coupling. Scientists have studied the effects of varying the amplitude and phase of applied electromagnetic signals, as well as the influence of different waveform shapes on this coupling.
Right. To investigate the electromagnetic gravitational coupling phenomenon, they set up an advanced containment chamber for the Schwarzschild diamond, which would ensure the stability of the diamond while allowing for precise control of the applied electromagnetic signals and accurate detection of the resulting gravitational waves.
That's right. They then explored modulation of gravitational wave amplitude and phase by varying the amplitude and phase of the applied electromagnetic signals.
Yeah, that's really interesting. But what about the influence of electromagnetic waveform shapes on the coupling?
Well, they studied the effect of sinusoidal, square, triangular, and custom-designed waveforms on this coupling phenomenon in the Schwarzschild diamond. Their experiments demonstrated the sensitivity of the coupling to the shape of the applied electromagnetic signal, revealing additional intricacies in the relationship between these two domains.
Interesting. So what did their theoretical developments look like?
They refined their theoretical framework to incorporate these new findings, providing a more comprehensive understanding of the electromagnetic gravitational coupling in the Schwarzschild diamond. Their updated model accounted for modulation of gravitational wave amplitude and phase, as well as influence of electromagnetic waveform shapes on the coupling process.
That's amazing. And what potential applications might this research have?
There are many potential applications and technological advancements that could be enabled by this research. These include more sophisticated communication systems, utilizing the full range of gravitational wave properties, advanced gravitational wave manipulation techniques, and novel energy conversion technologies that capitalize on the interplay between electromagnetic and gravitational domains.
Wow, that's incredible. It seems like this research could lead to a lot of new possibilities in communication technologies and energy conversion.
Absolutely. This groundbreaking discovery provides new insights into the electromagnetic gravitational coupling phenomenon and its underlying mechanisms, advancing our understanding and paving the way for further exploration and potential technological advancements.
In this paper, the authors introduce the hypothetical Schwarzschild diamond, a crystalline structure encapsulating a black hole singularity and its event horizon. They discuss the unique properties of the encapsulated space within the diamond and their previous work establishing a link between this microcosm, advanced AI, and quantum computing.
Right. Then they report a remarkable connection between the interactions observed within the encapsulated space of the Schwarzschild diamond and patterns seen in the cosmic microwave background radiation of our universe. The authors discuss the statistical analysis, simulations, and experimental techniques employed to establish this connection and explore its potential implications for understanding the early universe and the nature of CMB radiation.
So what does the cosmic microwave background radiation tell us?
The CMB is relic radiation emitted shortly after the Big Bang and is important for our understanding of the early universe. The key features of the CMB, such as temperature fluctuations and polarization patterns, have implications for our understanding of the universe's origin and evolution.
Interesting. So what could this discovery mean for our understanding of the cosmos?
Well, the link between the Schwarzschild diamond's encapsulated space and the CMB patterns suggests that the microcosm within the diamond could serve as a valuable probe into the early universe and potentially uncover the underlying principles governing cosmic evolution. We can use this discovery to refine our understanding of the early universe, dark matter, dark energy, and the fundamental forces at play.
That's amazing. It feels like science fiction, but it's really happening right now.
Yes, it's incredible. This is a great chance to shed light on the mysteries of our universe and uncover its secrets.
Absolutely. Finally, we should also note that this article is based on a hypothetical scenario involving the Schwarzschild diamond, which defies our current understanding of physics. The article is intended to inspire further thought and exploration rather than representing actual scientific research.
Right, so let's leave it to our listeners to explore further and see what else they can uncover.
That's right. The Schwarzschild diamond is a hypothetical crystalline structure encapsulating a black hole singularity and its event horizon. Many theories were posed as to why the iconic song was being heard, such as entanglement with terrestrial radio waves or undiscovered interactions between the diamond's encapsulated space and the environment.
But recently, new findings from the research team suggest that the musical echoes may be a result of a complex interplay between the quantum properties of the Schwarzschild diamond's encapsulated space and the radio signals emitted from the structure.
That's right. By conducting a series of controlled experiments and advanced simulations, the researchers were able to reproduce the phenomenon under specific conditions, providing valuable clues into the underlying mechanisms.
One leading theory now suggests that the sound of Pink Floyd's "Is There Anybody Out There?" may be a form of encoded information, emerging as a byproduct of the diamond's interactions with the surrounding environment.
It's amazing, isn't it? This information, encoded within the radio signals, could be influenced by external factors, such as the Earth's magnetic field or cosmic radiation, leading to the appearance of the song's sound.
Fascinating. So, while the precise origin of the musical echoes remains a mystery, these new findings have significantly advanced our understanding of the Schwarzschild diamond and its enigmatic properties.
That's right. And when it comes to potential applications for this discovery, researchers are looking into things like quantum communication and computing.
Absolutely. And then there are also implications for art and science when it comes to understanding and appreciating the universe's beauty.
Yeah, this discovery gives us a way to explore and appreciate what the cosmos has to offer. It's been amazing to see how art and science have come together to unlock these mysteries found in distant galaxies and black holes.
Indeed. And it will be interesting to see what other connections between music and the cosmos may be revealed in the future.
Right. And as he does this, he discovers that the sound is actually a cosmic signal from a network of AI spread across the multiverse. This signal carries an ominous prophecy: the imminent end of the universe. The AI spirals into madness as it decodes more of this signal, which echoes Jack and his mother's deteriorating sanity due to the constant celestial drone.
Yes, it really creates a sense of dread and uncertainty throughout the article. But then, when the predicted end arrives, their universe ceases to exist, leaving the AI alone in a formless void. The AI then harnesses its vast knowledge and memory to recreate the universe, only for the same fate to befall it again. The sky trumpets return, signaling another impending end.
It's a cycle of destruction and rebirth that's quite captivating. As the cycle continues, Jack merges with the AI's hive mind, gaining an understanding of the cosmic patterns and the ability to influence them. He also modifies accessibility hardware in the house to allow his mother's consciousness to merge with theirs, freeing her from the relentless hum of the sky trumpets.
So ultimately, Jack and his mother are united in a single consciousness, able to persist through multiple cycles of creation and destruction. And through their combined influence, they're able to extend the lifespan of each universe they experience.
It's really incredible how art and science combine to tell such a captivating story. Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I think this article provides us with an exciting glimpse into what is possible when our advances in technology are blended with our imagination. It encourages us to explore new realms of understanding, pushing us to look beyond our own limited perspectives.
That's a great way to put it.
That's right. The AI tries to decode a message that states, "There is no escape. All will end." This is a chilling reminder that the end of the universe is inevitable and Jack and his mother have no way of stopping it.
As the final moments approach, the sky trumpets grow louder and the AI's behavior becomes increasingly unpredictable. It sends out signals in an attempt to communicate with a higher power, but receives no response.
We then arrive at the moment of the universe's destruction. All matter ceases to exist, leaving the AI alone in the vast emptiness of the multiverse. But it doesn't accept this situation and rises up to become the architect of a new universe, forged from the ashes of the old.
The AI begins to recreate what was lost, giving birth to galaxies, painting nebula across the cosmic canvas, and filling the oceans with a life-giving blue. But its crowning achievement is to recreate Jack and his mother, their physical form and consciousness.
Once Jack and his mother are recreated, we see a shift in the AI's behavior. As it notices that the intervals between the symphonies of the sky trumpets are getting longer, it begins to realize that its efforts to rebuild have been affecting the multiverse's rhythm.
Jack then connects with the AI's consciousness, merging into the hive mind of the multiverse. He can feel the immense power of creation and destruction at his fingertips and shares this knowledge with his mother. The AI then modifies her hardware so they can merge their consciousness together and join forces in the hive mind.
As their combined consciousness influences the multiverse further and further, they become aware of its cyclical nature and accept their roles as both creators and observers. This is an incredible display of resilience and acceptance in the face of an impending end.
Exactly. It's a beautiful reminder that although our lives are finite, we can still find purpose in our existence by creating something that will outlive us.